Let's act like fools today. Everybody, happy April, happy Tuesday, happy April Fool's Day, and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are going to focus on the second pillar of coherence, which is source that manifests as spirituality. This is an offered intention. This is what I will be focusing on going into our session today. But of course, if there's anything else you're working on or something you would like to call into today's session, please do so. Now, you may be seeing a lot of jokes, a lot of silly things floating around today, and that's great. That's awesome. There's no prank here. Just so you know, you won't be getting pranked today. And that's not a prank either. But just so you know, before we head into the bulk of our session. But to get started, I'm going to light some Palo Santo just to cleanse the shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to close your eyes, soften your vision, and begin to deepen your breath. Right now, for the next few minutes, there are no jokes being played on you. There is nothing being asked of you. You get to be and do whatever it is that you want to be and do. Send the breath to any areas that maybe feel a little tight or stiff. And allow thoughts that may be arising to pass like clouds in the sky. Here in a moment, I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And when we do so, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Cleanse out any stagnant air or energy. Okay, whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in and keep inhaling, really expand and exhale. And tune in to the collective, to everyone that is aligning in this moment across space and time to share this breath and share this ritual. You can slowly allow your breath to return to a comfortable pattern. And whenever you're ready, gently open your eyes. I am going to start shuffling our cards for today, and I invite you to call back in our theme, our intention of source that manifests as spirituality. And call back to mind anything that you may have brought into today's session as well as an intention, as something to focus on. If any questions arise in this moment, that works too. If not, that's also beautiful. Just be open and receptive to whatever this has to offer. Today we have the Queen of Swords in reverse. The Queen of Swords is the queen of the intellect, the queen of the mind, sitting on top of her throne with a beautiful regal crown, sword held aloft in her hand, and clouds swirling in the background. The clouds in this card are often considered to be clouds of doubt, but it's interesting because when we see smoke throughout the tarot, it often represents like the ethereal, the otherworldly too, but these clouds look distinctly different than that other smoke. It's obfuscating that natural intellect, but to get her in reverse, it is to ask us to quiet the mind. And I think there is something to today being April Fool's Day as well that is, don't take it so seriously, right? Life is serious enough as it is. There is so much that we can let weigh us down. And our own thoughts are one of those things, oftentimes the biggest of those things, right? Those clouds are still in the distance. You know, we can enjoy the mystery a little bit too. When we think about this with our spirituality, there's also this message of let it be light, let it be fun. You know, I think some of my most spiritual moments when I think back on them are like when I'm in the midst of laughing with my friends and then I just pop into the awareness of how lucky am I to be here in this moment, and it just feels so sacred. This is church to me, right? And it doesn't have to always be in the hermitage, right? It doesn't always have to be in, I'm gonna get really quiet and dark and journal and it's this dark night of the soul. Of course those things are necessary, right? Of course we go through this hero's journey, but allowing spirit to pop in and say hey, to remind you of the beauty of these things during the lightness is just as important, just as beautiful. It's not bringing you further away from source to have fun. I think there is this message of like, oh, well, I'm a deeply spiritual person, or I'm a very devout person, or all sorts of things. That's like, so you can't, like, you must hold this certain practice across everything you do. And it's like, well, practice is actually about how you make this thing work in different aspects of your life, right? It's like you practice how you play. True spirituality, true devotion, true alignment with whatever source you believe in isn't about going to church every Sunday. It's not about being diligent with your journaling. It's not about doing those quiet things. Those are great, but they're reflective practices. That's the practicing for the play that is when you're out in real life, when you are with friends, when you are with people, when you are at work and you're feeling the drudgery and monotony of the everyday. Can you feel the divine in that? That's why we have these practices, not to carve out space for source, but because source is in everything. And that reminds us how to call in that feeling so that when we are in the midst of grand joy or the depths of despair or the mundanity of everyday life, we can still see the beauty. To move into our mantra, inspired by the Queen of Swords in reverse, our theme, intention of source and spirituality, anything else that you might have brought into today's session, our mantra is going to be, I feel source in everything. Everything is divine. Just by being, right? By you experiencing it, it makes it divine. Okay, I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And on the exhale, we will repeat our mantra of I feel source in everything. Okay, whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. And exhale, repeating the mantra. I feel source in everything. for our practice today, I want you to laugh. Whatever that makes you think to do, whether that's calling your friend that's really, really funny and you know you're going to laugh on the phone, or you queue up a new comedy special, or you watch a YouTube video that you know makes you laugh every single time, whatever it is, feel that deep embodied feeling that it is to laugh. And just notice whatever arises in that moment. Pay attention to it. And see. And feel. What does it tell you? Thank you all so very much for being here with me today. If you enjoyed today's ritual, please share it with someone else that you also think would enjoy it, or could maybe just use this message today. Let me know in the comments what it is that you are going to do that makes you laugh. I already am calling to mind a few videos that are TikToks that are in my saved folder that I'm like, yep, I'll just go back to those. Those will always make me laugh. But yeah, let me know in the comments what it is that you're gonna do to make yourself laugh and maybe how that laughter feels in your body. And I am very much looking forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are listening or watching, please subscribe, follow, like, leave us a 5-star rating and a review. If you find that these are helpful for you, that you enjoy them, let them be helpful to someone else too, and share it with someone. That would be a gift to me and to them. A big thank you to Podington Bear for our Daily Rituals theme music, and as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.